Thousands of foreign fighters have gone to Syria to fight with ISIS, including hundreds of young people from Belgium. That's why the Belgian playwright Ismail Saidi hit such a nerve with his comedy Jihad last year. It's about three hapless guys heading off to fight and getting disillusioned along the way. The show's now used in Belgian schools to spur conversations about the dangers of radicalization. Saidi also has a new memoir out about growing up the son of Moroccan immigrants in Brussels. The World's Jeb Sharp caught up with him there last month.
Ismail Saidi was giving a reading the day after I arrived in Brussels, and I got a sense of his newfound stardom when a woman got up during the Q&A and started praising him for his work.
Vous avez l'âge, vous êtes plus jeune que mon fils, mais je suis fière d'appartenir à la même humanité.
When we meet again a couple of days later, Saidi tells me he didn't know what to say.
You saw my face. I was like, oh, what is she saying right now?
He says his shyness is a cultural thing, but it also fits his self-deprecating personality. I've asked him to show me a couple of landmarks from his life. He doesn't take me to the so-called ghetto where he grew up. Instead, he wants to show me the neighborhood where he started going to school when he was 14.
You see, the school is just over there, and it's like a more fancy...
This brick one.
Yeah, this brick one. I will show it to you. It's more like, you know, a fancy neighborhood, more richer. So for me, it was, let's say, 15 minutes in the metro, but it was like going to another part of the world. Everything was new for us. Everything was clean. Everything was white.
Back in his neighborhood, the only white people Saidi knew were teachers at his school. Now he was surrounded by them. He says it was the best thing that ever happened to him.
Because that's the first time that I became to mix with other people. And as a Belgian Muslim, I was in need of that, you know, to confront my ideas with yours and to say that maybe I'm not always right. Maybe sometimes I'm wrong.
He beckons me even closer to the school gate.
If you see just right over there, they have their own swimming pool. For us, it was, you know, we just had a little school in the ghetto with maybe 10 classrooms.
And what did you have to do to get into this school?
Nothing. Just to come and to say that you want to be here. And that's the real problem, is that we didn't knew those things.
Saidi credits his cab driver dad with figuring out he was entitled to go to this school, and he did well here. But he was still the son of Moroccan immigrants growing up in a segregated neighborhood in Brussels, with all the identity struggles that go along with that. There was no ISIS back in the 1980s, but there was the allure of jihad in Afghanistan. Saidi remembers the recruiting that went on at his mosque.
The imam saying, you know, as young Muslim, you are just... wasting your time here, you are useless here, you know. You are living with all those non-believers and your brothers are dying over there. You have to do those stuff. And you know when you're 15 and you're looking for a model, you said, maybe that's it, you know.
Teenagers weren't online yet, but they had videotapes and the same tempting promises of glory.
We were watching all those guys who were fighting in Afghanistan, like G.I. Joes, you know, and that's models. You know, they are real Muslims. And if you're not good in your mind, if you know, as a teenager, even if you're not Muslim, any teenager in the world, 15, 16 years, a weird age, you know? You're like a ball of full of emotions, and then they give you that. And then it's a question of luck.
Saidi counts himself very lucky because he had educated parents, because he loved books, because he was curious about the world. He thinks all that kept him safe. Even so, he struggled to find himself. After high school, he thought he would study law, but he quit after a few months. Then he dabbled with the idea of film school. But with his life going nowhere, a friend suggested he become a police officer, and he signed right up. He spent 15 years as a cop on the streets of Brussels before his writing took off. Now he makes a career out of saying things others don't, like in his memoir when he recounts how his family slaughtered sheep at home for the Muslim holidays.
When people read it, the non-Muslim were like shocked. Oh, you did that in your own house? And the Muslims, they says, yeah, we too. And I thought, wow, it's not only my life, finally. It's the life of everybody here. And what was funny, it's for the non-Muslims, it was like if I opened the door for them. Like, okay, come home. I'm going to show you what we are. And for the Muslims, they feel like someone is talking about us. He's from us, and he's talking about us, and he says everything. And we were in need of that.
But Saidi doesn't hesitate to criticize his fellow Muslims either. He wants them to do more to rein in the extremists among them. just as he wants the government to invest more in education and opportunities for young people. His memoir is only out in French so far. Wider translation would go a long way toward helping the rest of the world understand what's at stake in Belgium. For The World, Jeb Sharp, Brussels.